Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the 916, it's the Wake Up Call.
On 106.5 The End.
The End.
So, we've actually been having, you know, some fun at Britney's expense because she posts crazy stuff.
She does, and it's a little egg on our face sometimes.
I don't necessarily feel bad about that, but on the other side of things, though, is a very real person, though, who's having very real domestic problems, and that has really come home because a statement has been released from Kay Federline, Mr. Kay Flay. No, she's a real rapper from the Bay. But
okay. Kevin Federline himself.
He has custody of their kids.
Yes.
Who are now teenagers.
Yes.
And he said, I guess because he was being asked so much, they just put a statement out. He said, our kids don't want to see Britney anymore. They just don't want to be around her. They don't want to associate with her. And it's because of what she has been posting on Instagram. And she has been posting a lot of like nude photographs.
I mean, she covers them with like flower emojis.
Yeah, but they're nude photographs.
They are.
You know, and I gotta say, I kind of like understand where they're coming from. They're
really?
Teenagers. Really? Like, you don't understand that I don't understand like where they're coming from?
I don't think that she's done anything so provocative that it would warrant your kids not talking to you.
Oh, I think that they are just...
She's not doing porn.
No, but she's putting naked photographs of herself.
Well, I understand. It's like, embarrassing.
You and I have talked about this before. That, you know, that there's people out there that fancy themselves Instagram models.
Yes.
For instance, okay? That post nude or almost nude, very
way
provocative.
Worse than what Britney's doing.
They're very similar, just the difference is one has shadows and is quote-unquote artfully shot, and the other is sometimes just in your foyer of your mansion. So, like, I mean, I don't see them as that different, but we talk about, like, you can be, like, feeling yourself as much as you want to, but if you've got teenagers, especially teenage boys, they have friends, and their friends talk to them, you know, and you're making their lives harder.
I get it. It's not that I don't get it. Of course I get it. This is still their mom. And I think they're also at an age where I think they do understand sometimes mom isn't always thinking. Sometimes mom does some silly things online. Because sometimes mom maybe doesn't take her meds.
If mom doesn't make an effort to stop.
Also, they're living a very nice life because of mom.
I understand that. But I'm sure that if mom doesn't make any effort to stop doing that, then the mom's just doing silly things every once in a while excuse does not fly anymore.
But it's mom's doing silly things because mom's a little silly.
Then somebody needs to do something. And Brittany, her response is that she posted. She actually has posted about this.
It is nonsensical, to say the least.
It is nonsensical. I'll do my best to read some of it. But apparently she is more mad at Kevin Federline's wife, the boy's stepmother, because it sounds like she has put these thoughts into their boy's head, according to Britney. Who knows if it's true or not? But her response was, as their stepmom says, quote, whatever is happening outside this home has nothing to do with this home, end quote. I would like to share the door, an emoji of a door.
We don't know what this means. There are parts of this, by the way, we don't know what it means.
Right. Mm-hmm. To outside is a token to the white gates I've been kept from for 15 years. The conservatorship has only been over 8 months. being able to have cash from the outside world. I mean, it goes on and on she's just ranting and it doesn't make sense. I mean, the phrase, you know, it doesn't matter. But it's her response, again, is the kind of thing where it's like, you're kind of making their point. Like, it is funny to us when she does post crazy stuff because we're not her kids. Imagine being her kids, though, you know?
I feel like being her kids is pretty great, usually. I think probably being her kids, the hardest part is that mom's got some struggles, not what mom is doing on social media. And if I had to guess, that's probably what the actual root cause is mom is a little unstable. And mom has been unstable my whole life, and I'm a teen, and I have resentment towards that. And I don't think Kevin Federline should have made a statement.
I certainly
don't think he should have blamed it on social media when there are probably many, many layers to why the boys don't want to see their mom and what her mental illness has done to their life.
Probably. I think at the end of the day, it's important to remember that Kevin Federline got full custody of the kids.
But yeah, she had a conservatorship.
Well, but in California, that's not easy to do.
With a conservatorship, it is.
I guess it is. And remember, there was a conservatorship. So, like, I can understand where these boys are coming from.
I think probably K-Fed should have kept it behind the aforementioned closed doors. Jacob.
I feel like he is now in the news again because he was mad at that wedding. Didn't she get married like, what, a month or two ago? And then all of a sudden he gets kicked out of her wedding and we're hearing him in the news again.
That wasn't him.
She has two husbands?
Yeah, different husband got kicked
Jacob,
out.
Jacob, Kevin Federline did not show up to the wedding. Yeah, another ex-husband of Britney's did.
No.
Yes, and he was also at the January 6th riots. Oh, so
yeah.
I think there's only so much that we can do.
Sorry, Jacob. Sorry. I mean, you were onto something
whole conspiracy.
Somebody texted in. I wish you would have called, but somebody texted in and said, being a kid of a parent with mental illness is very hard.
And I
would have loved to hear more about what that from your perspective.
I think it is doing everybody a disservice to act like the reason that they don't want to see their mom is strictly because she posts nude photos with emojis covering her bits. I think it's probably so much more complex than that. And then to just minimize it to something that at the end of the day is pretty small, I think he just should have kept his mouth shut.
Maybe this was just the last straw for those boys, but maybe. I don't know. We'll never know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.